All right. So, guys, this episode is going to be a little much for me tonight. I'm going to step out. But my cousin from Sicily is here, and he's a big fan of the show. So he's going to step in, and he's going to GM for me tonight.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, so his name's Jake Arena. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll see you.
So,
yeah. Oh, shit. There he goes.
So you sit down.
Yeah, there is Jake.
I'm scared.
You know, I thought Jake Carino didn't seem like a real name, but...
Hello, Samia Jacarino.
Oh, my gosh.
Are you named after Pecorino, the cheese?
Yeah, yes.
It's really nice to meet you. I can't believe Jake's never talked about you before.
We just found each other.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Long lost relative kind of thing?
They were both at a Mario look-alike competition.
It's so funny. That's so true.
They're both eating Chef Boyardee.
Oh, you see, I'm a big fan of the show, and so I came to visit him, but...
You flew from Italy.
I flew from Sicily.
Tim.
Where are you sleeping?
on the couch.
In his preheated pizza.
So do you guys like a spaghetti and meatballs?
Did Jake and Hannah get you Domino's or Great American Pizza?
Yes, but I have a question for you. Do you like a spaghetti and meatballs?
It's pretty good. It's up there.
I make a very good spaghetti and meatballs.
I have no doubt. What's the meat blend using? Beef, veal, what are you doing?
Usually beef, but you see, the meatball is 1 foot wide.
1 foot wide.
I didn't realize they didn't use meters in Sicily.
1 foot wide meatball.
Because we're stupid Americans, he's simplifying it for us.
You see, yes. So, meatballs, 1 foot wide.
All right. We call that a meatloaf here.
And the spaghetti is one inch long.
One inch long, all right. Yeah, we call that not real.
It's like rice.
You're just, you know, cutting out all the Italian viewers.
Jake, did you eat the mushrooms that were growing in the back of the house?
No, I'm getting them in here, by the way.
Okay.
I mean,
it's all Italians like hearing the stereotypical Mario.
It's so funny.
one inch spaghetti, foot long,
one
meatball.
Foot.
By the
meatball.
Way, a 1 inch is a huge piece of rice still, so.
Some giant pieces there.
It's a whole lot. You put a whole lot in. Real big meatball. You like? You want to try?
I'm confused as fuck.
I feel like I'm high.
I also feel like I'm the only one trying to go along with a joke.
I'll try Jake Arena.
Let we'll have your dish.
A way to come in there late, Tim. Thanks.
It makes me very happy. You want to put my meat in your mouth?
I'm not even giving that a pity laugh. Fuck you all.
Oh my god.
Oh man, Jacarino, you flew from Sicily for that.
Man, that's an open mic night, man.
Next episode, it's going to be the DPS boys crucifying Jacarino.
No, we're going to break spaghetti in front of him.
Why you want to do that? We already did that at once, and it didn't work out.
Hey, you know, and you'd just be a quitter if you didn't try.
Oh my gosh.
Can we have Jake back, Jacarino?
I suppose.
I think he'll know the story a little better than you.
At least someone that you don't want to drag outside.
He's getting
outside.
Up from the desk. Wow, okay, he's committing. Okay.
He could have dipped his head underneath the desk and pop back up and be like, whoa, that's me.
All right, so Jake Arena told me he was being made fun of with you guys, so he wasn't too comfortable with all that, so.
Oh.
I didn't expect you guys to be so insensitive.
He took us a little off guard.
Just saying.
Jake, the question I have for you, though, is did you put Jacarino's meat in your mouth?
These meatballs were enormous, and they were really good. Why? Just saying, you guys gotta try.
Why, the mouth feels amazing.
Why only 1 inch of noodle?
Yeah, what's the logic behind that?
They always do different things over there.
You know, foreigners.
Oh, wow.
So that was a bit. Are we started? Like,
oh, yeah, we've been recording, apparently. I mean,
so is this saved for the outtakes?
We all blacked out and woke up 45 minutes into recording. Oh, my God, look at the clock.
God, last thing I remember was even peyote cactus.
I mean...
Oh my god!
I'm just saying, if you guys aren't trying farm foods, you gotta expand your mind a little more.
Yeah.
See, honestly, Jake, the only thing that would made this better if you were also playing this.
I can't hear anything.
You can't hear anything.
I think it's Zoom's input sensitivity, but we will definitely hear it in the recording.
Oh, it's you should be playing the Tarantula Napolitana.
Next episode, can we get my foreign clone to DM Jean-Lafon?
Wait, is Grimplin French?
No.
No, you're the only Frenchman here.
You want to know Grimplin's?
Yeah, I guess I am.
We hail from Czechoslovakia.
Oh.
So... Like, according to most modern gangster movies, my ancestors were all gangsters.
All right. We know Kelly's Irish.
Yep.
And then, obviously,
are
I'm
you telling
French.
Me that Kelly McCoy is Irish?
Wait, wait. Hard to believe.
Wait. Kelly Patrick McCoy.
I just don't see it.
And my closest cousins are O'Briens and Stewarts. Yeah.
You went right. You came right from the heartland. Holy shit!
I was born with a potato in my mouth and a snake in my left hand.
That you've instantly cast out.
And a foam of Guinness will never live.
Yep.
I was gonna say no. You actually weren't born with a potato in your mouth, and that was a problem. But
sure was.
I was born in the good times.
The only thing Kelly doesn't have is the red hair. That's
true. Kelly was born at the time when the potato was fat. Wow, Jake, when you really just do some random bullshit, we gotta actually make it funny. Like, why don't we just never have a game plan? This seems to work.
Jake Arena was a character I made up on the spot talking to. I always do a thing where on the way home, I'll call Hannah. And if she didn't pick up, she gets a very, very interesting voicemail.
Ooh.
And sometimes she does pick up or she calls me right back and I continue that character.
Nice.
Is that before or after she calls the police?
She always knows she gets the voicemail from me. She's probably like, yeah.
Do you ever break out Jake Arena in bed?
No. I don't know if I want to compete with Jake Arena.
It's a lot of meat.
It's a very good lover.
It's my Italian sausage.
Nice. Wow, this is hot. Fucking stupid.
I'm getting my ragu all over you.
All right, this is going to go in the 18 plus section of podcast.
No, like
if there are any children listening to this, if there's any children listening to 155 episodes, they should not.
Dude, the second this podcast goes mainstream, I'm going straight to prison.
Hey, we have international listeners.
As true, I said, true.
Jake Arena. Both of got friends.
Yeah.
We have we actually have in on Podigy where we host this. They have a map and you can see where downloads are, going to. And we got people all over the world. We got people in Australia, we got people in Canada, we got people in Japan. I think we have people in Iran or something like that. Some very, very interesting places that you would not expect. But we got people all over the world.
Internationally famous. Mr. Worldwide.
Misters.
Also North Korea? It's coming from Kim Jong-un.
Dude, there's a disturbing amount of people in North Korea watching us.
If Kim Jong-un is listening, do you want to sponsor us?
Yeah, can you sponsor?
They have money, I think.
I think they have.
We
money.
Have let's see. We have people in Russia, Spain, France, Italy, Germany. A lot of people in Sweden, actually, which I find kind of funny. Obviously, our main targets our main listeners are in U.S. and Canada, but unsurprising there. We don't speak any of the languages, so sorry.
Oh, wait, no, I can do some Russian. Comrade.
Da.
Vodka. Нет. Нет.
Нет.
Бабушка.
And we just lost the ones from Russia.
Oh, Putin's so angry at you right now.
That's fine. He's 5'7". I could take him.
Can we just kill some giants?
Please.
I'm really done with this conversation.
I'm waiting for Tim to come back because he walked away.
He walked away from this conversation.
Yeah.
For good reason.
Probably a child.
Well, now that we got that all out of our system and, you know, maybe we'll expand our minds, let's expand our minds to the world of Galarian.
Ooh.
Where last time you guys went to the Summershade Quarry and you saw what was some kind of giant bullying prisoners. But you, maybe smartly, took a little side path, and at the end of the side path was a little guard post with four Scarlet Triad members. And we ended the episode with Kelly casting Fear, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fear.
Okay. So I'm going to open up this episode with four will saves from these guys. Yes. So it is two bruisers and two thugs. So I'm going to do the bruisers first, and then I'll do the thugs after that. So first will save, going left to right. This is going to be a 35 on the first Scarlet Triad bruiser.
Regular success.
Okay. Next one, 26.
Fail.
The thug, the first thug... 19.
Critical fail.
Oh. Okay. And then on the other thug, a 25.
Fail.
Okay.
All right. So the success is frightened 1.
Okay.
The two fails are frightened 2.
Uh-huh.
And the critical fail is frightened 3 and fleeing for 1.
Ah,
round.
Interesting. Okay. Okay.
He just leaves.
All right. So frightened 1. This guy is frightened 2. This guy is also frightened. Oh, no, wait, no. This guy got a critical fail. That's what it was. So he's frightened 3. Frightened 3? There we are.
Yep.
And then this guy's frightened 2.
Awesome.
Okay, then. Everybody, please roll me initiative.
Yay.
And then see what these guys do being frightened.
Man, I hate being an honest person. Whatever. So I only roll on hardwood. So if my dice rolls onto my mouse pad, I always re-roll it no matter what.
Yeah.
And I rolled a 13 and a 14 on the mouse pad, and then I rolled a 4 on the hard table. And that's where my true roll is. That's my initiative.
That's wow. It.
I don't get 13s and 14s.
May I use?
I was just like, that was just such. Just justice.
May I use intimidation?
I think you guys were perceiving on your way up here. I don't think that there was no like talk in between then. So I'm gonna say it'll be perception here.
Alrighty.
Okay, Kezra, what'd you get? Actually, you were first on the list.
20.
Grimshaw.
Good old Grimshaw. Invoked the power of a chrono worm, destabilizing his timeline and getting a little bit into the future with a 36.
Oh my god.
Ooh.
Yeah. What's so funny about destabilizing the timeline is you basically just need like an 11 or higher, and then you get your initiative bonus plus 19, so it's like just shy of an 20. Yeah. And I rolled a 19 on the die, so it's like kind of same
thing. Benson, what'd you get?
A flat 30.
And Elkwood.
Okay. I would say that Elkwood would be stealthing this whole time.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Every time. Because, I mean, like, we got up there, we heard talking.
Yeah.
He immediately went stealth mode. That's 10 on a die for
33.
33? Man, so good.
Okay. Nice even spread here with you guys and these guys. All right, so it is actually the Scarlet Tribe Bruiser's turn first. He got one above you, Grimshaw.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, that was a very good roll.
Not bad.
It was a very good roll.
No kidding.
It was, what did he get total? Yeah, sounds about right. Okay. Hmm. So first Scarlet Tribe Bruiser, so he is going to step here to be in the hallway. And he's one action to grab his weapon, another action to step up here, and then he's going to try to intimidate you, Grimshaw, and he's just like, come over here, weakling! So I need you to, oh no, I need to make an intimidate check against your...
Mm-hmm. Wait, it wasn't a move action to stand up out of the chair?
I guess he was sitting in the chair.
It's a standing table.
He doesn't have to move into the hallway
see me. He would. So I guess he'll move, pick up his weapon.
Is there a difference between sitting and prone, though? You know,
because
like there's no sitting condition, and prone
that's
is distinctly
true.
Different from.
I was
going
to say that is
chair.
Distinctly
that's
different.
That's true. I think you could just move at half your speed or whatever.
You know what? I like it. Intimidate check. Natural 20 against you, Grimshaw.
Oh, damn. He scared you.
What's the total?
39.
Yeah. That's a crit. Right. So, frightened 2,
you're
is
frightened
it?
Frightened
2.
Damn.
The good news is that it's your turn.
I like how confidently you thought that wouldn't be a crit. Like, you asked him, what's the total?
What's the total?
The dude's a goddamn, like, professional bully.
just making sure, Tim, does Grimshaw have bravery or no?
No. Okay. They don't give that to paladins for free anymore. You have to take a feat for it.
That's a fighter thing, weird. Which is why you can never intimidate a fighter. It's actually not worth it.
It's kind of weird that champions don't get that, though.
Like, yeah, you like I said, you can take a feat for
this
it.
This isn't like a level 1 goblin that rolled a nat 20 on
you.
Yeah,
yeah. Also, they have mercies, so they can get rid of stuff like that. So that's where that balance comes in. Anyway, your turn, Frightened 2.
Alright, so feeling a little skittish now, he is not just going to rush up and engage. He is going to reach out his hand instead and warp the life force of this bruiser, so give me a fortitude save.
Okay. Have a 41 total.
Crit success, so no damage. Alright. Oh my gosh. Last action, I think I'm going to make some space, but there's like really not much space to make. I think you can move through ally squares. So I think if I moved here...
Okay.
I'm giving Benson... Yeah. Benson, I mean, once again, you can move through ally squares. So Benson could move through me and then totally block things off on his turn.
This is what I'm thinking right now. I'm thinking I post up... eventually on my turn. I'll post up... here. Is that an occupy? That's not
I don't think so.
You
could
the
probably go right
there.
Here.
I don't, let me,
that's like, there's a wall.
Yeah, there's too much wall in that space. Right, so on your turn, you can move directly in front of Grimshaw. But I wouldn't say you could occupy that.
Regardless, me and you just need to stand in place and be a shield wall for Elk and Kezra. That's all we need to do.
Yeah. I mean, if you wanted, I could actually move a step back. I can move here instead, like totally block off the hallway. And then if you wanted to, on your turn, move here, that might be better.
Yeah, take point in front of Grimshaw.
Yeah, these guys can push us around, that's true, but let's make it as hard for him as possible. That's all I'm saying.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
So I'm going to just clog up the hallway completely. If you want to get through me, you can't get around me.
All right. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay. So he sees this guy look a little skittish.
Right? Yes, he is still frightened, yeah. He's frightened too, actually.
Ooh, yep. He's frightened too. Yep. That's perfect. So he's going to hunt prey on him.
Okay.
And take a 2-action to let loose an arrow.
All right.
He is just going to, and since he's hunt prey, no cover. So his arrow is going right between Kezra's legs. Right past Grimshaw's head. Gunner.
You missed!
No. I think I did pretty damn well. That is a 17 on die. Plus the plus 2 for Hunter's aim.
Uh-huh.
So that is a crit. 41.
41. That is a crit.
Beautiful.
Oh.
In fact, that is a crit because he's frightened too.
That's what I figured.
Oh, wow. Even better. Oh my god. Crit damage. So.
Oh god.
Let's do the D8s first.
Oh god.
Because it is a total of 65 points of damage.
Oh my god.
Damn.
So that is a 7, a 3, a 5, and a 4 on the D8s. Then a 4 and a 1 on the D6s. And then a 9 on the deadly D10.
Oh my gosh.
So this guy gets up, walks over, scares Grimshaw. Then this other guy is about to get up, just goes, tries probably get about to get up, and then gets sniped with an arrow that plants him in place, also because of the crit special ability.
Right.
So the arrow goes into his side and pins him to the back of the chair.
Yes.
Also knocks the wind out of him because it's fucking 65 points of damage.
Oh, don't your runes, your elemental runes do something?
Oh yeah, yeah, I forgot. Those two.
All right, so the flaming. Let's do the shock arrow first.
Oh yeah, let me put these on here.
It deals. Okay, so the extra D6 and dealing an extra D6 electricity damage on a hit. On a crit hit, electricity arcs out to deal an equal amount of electricity damage up to two other creatures of your choice within 10 feet. So it's going to. I see a sliver of the thugs, so I'm just going to focus on the thugs.
Okay. All right.
So they're going to take. Oh shit! Crap. Sorry. I'm trying to bring up what the damage was again.
Yeah.
Oh wait, I got it.
D4, D6, I think. Right.
No, they're both D6s, okay. But like I accidentally erased because I'm using a dice roller for this.
Oh yeah, yeah, I got you. Understood.
I'm trying instant math. no, the D6. That was just a 1 on the shock, so it'd be double 2 points of shock damage to each of them.
Guys.
And he is going to be.
And then.
It takes 1d10 persistent fire damage.
Okay, that's what I was looking for.
Whoa. 1d10?
Yes. 10 persistent fire.
Plus 1d10 persistent fire damage on a crit.
Oh my god.
Alright.
Amazing.
You can see. You can see that I put the little icon on his his character for the persistent fire damage.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a flaming skeleton.
That's cool.
Alright, that's your first shot, I think?
No, I used 2 actions.
Oh, you do, okay, so. You have anything for your third? You just,
No, first action, hunt prey, and the other 2 actions were the hunter's aim.
I understand. Benson, your turn.
Alright, Benson is going to run up slightly in front of Grimshaw, but also to the side.
Yep.
And, Grimshaw, shield formation! And he's going to put up his shield, so Elquid and Kezra can do whatever the fuck they want.
Phalanx!
Gods among men, and we just have to take damage.
Yeah, I get 60 points, or 64 points of healing in my pocket. Let's go.
Yep. Alright, the Scarlet Triad Bruiser, so the one that's on fire, so he is going to spend an action to... can you just put the fire out with an action, or does it take a check?
If you stop, drop, and roll, I think it gives you... I don't know if it's an automatic, or I think it just decreases
the DC. Does it decrease the DC?
Yeah,
okay.
I think it decreases for one, and also...
If there's like a beer, he can douse himself, or he can stop, drop, and roll. Like it's just any
action. I was going to say, let's see. Yeah. I mean, these guys
can he do something that helps... That would might aid the check, and it can reduce the DC to 10.
You know, these guys are gambling, so I would say that they got some drink. So I'll say that, he pours it on himself.
Is it Everclear?
It's 150 proof.
All right, so that'll at least reduce the DC. He will grab his weapon, and then he will go in and
Yank himself free.
Oh yeah. Then use the action to yank himself free. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. So, action to
douse.
Action to douse. Action to grab his weapon, and then action to pull himself free.
It's an athletics check. He could roll a natural run.
That's true. He could
even
roll
if he crit
one.
Fails. I mean,
yeah. 26 total.
I mean that you have to be a 10.
Oh right. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So yeah. Oh, that's right. It just pulls the action off. So.
If I may roll back here a little bit, I only used one action.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I will ready in action. Or, what, delay?
Ready in action, yeah, you can spend two actions.
I will ready as well.
Going back.
Right. Go ahead and roll the, roll the fire damage, Elk, and then I'll see if he succeeds here.
Please be a 10, please be a 10, please
six,
be a 10.
Six.
Ooh.
6 points of fire damage.
Okay. Nice. And then...
Please be one.
It was a success. 17 on the die,
oh.
So... he didn't even need the the dousing, actually.
He spears me, he's like, God damn it, I didn't even need this. I could have drank this.
He pours it on his head, but like his chest was on fire, so it like didn't even do anything. Just wasted the beer.
Like, brother, what are you doing?
Brother, that was good beer. Stop it. Kezra, it is your turn.
With a 20? Wow, I go before the other guys?
Yes.
Wow.
Nice.
So I wasn't prepared for that.
I still got a whole Mad Libs page to fill out.
Right, seriously. How high is the ceiling?
I would say the ceiling is... I'll say 20 feet, but don't hold me to that right now. I'll say it's 15, because these are caves.
They sprung for vaulted ceilings, very nice.
Yeah, can't imagine that they dug up like that.
Let's see. Really wasn't prepared to go. Guess for delays. He wants to see what they do. Sorry. I literally wanted to see what they were doing. That was where my mind was.
How's the Ravens game going, Kel?
For the
Ravens game is on. Nothing's on. It's like, I have a beautiful screen. It's a stationary nature screen.
Now Kel's just been checked out since the intro.
Not true.
Just do like it. Hey, really, Mr. Jigarino.
I was so sure I was going dead last that I was like, I'm not going to develop a strategy until they all move. So I just sitting here listening to you guys.
Listeners, remind your players that they can look at the initiative tracker. Don't do what I do.
I can't see the initiative tracker.
So if you go over the little swords on the right side.
I'm looking at it right now.
Oh, I never have the swords up. I always have the encounter.
Oh, my log. Chest hurts.
I've never known this was here.
Oh my god!
The Wonders of Foundry are
I get made
never
fun of for being technology.
I guess I
illiterate.
Never asked. Well, I never asked, right? I didn't know that there was an initiative tracker. We never talked about it.
Remember, it's always a no until you ask. Remember that. That's a good life lesson, actually. It's always a no until you ask.
I just didn't think there was one on Foundry.
So why don't you... Oh, I guess it is, yeah. I was like, you could cast whatever the hell spell that is. Not the lightning cantrip. Whatever it is.
Yeah, I know what you can do. I'm going to delay. I'm sticking with my decision.
All right.
Throw beers at people.
So I don't know what they're all going to do.
So this Scarlet Triad Thug. So this is the one that... let's see. This is not the one that critically failed. This is the one that was just regular fail. In which case, he is going to... You guys fucked up the formation that they like to have.
Yeah, that's why. Why do you think I did this?
Because we can't get three people in there.
They're going to back up into their corridor.
Oh, that's...
Come get us.
He has that ability.
That's fine. We could stand here while Elk literally murders them from a distance.
Why do you think I did this?
So he's going to grab his weapon, and he's going to go up. And he's going to get in front of Benson. So grab weapon, go up. And then I think he's going to...
Doesn't that affect...
Yep, it triggers.
Triggers your ability there.
Triggers your reaction, your ready to action. Let's see if he even gets a strike, because John's going to crit and immediately just decapitate. Like, that's the crit card that Kel's going to pull.
That's my classic. a swing! Okay, that... Well, I mean, it might be. 35.
35, because he is frightened. That is a crit.
Okay. Wow!
Yeah.
What'd I say? 15 on the die.
Heck yeah.
Don't fuck me, please. 28 points of damage.
Spicy.
Not even close to Bence's best crit, but I'll take it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, on a free hit, basically.
Yeah.
Okay, and then he is going to try and trip you with the flail.
Coward's move, see?
Rude.
Yeah, for real.
So he's going to go up, and he's going to just, like, go right for your feet, just... Whoa! Try to trip you up, and low roll, miss. But that's all he's gonna do. The last one,
Kezra will take his turn now.
All right,
Kezra casts fireball into the room.
Yeah, all right. You mean that thing I said to do immediately last time?
You know, I have a lot of spells to look at.
Kelly,
there's so many ways I can fuck these guys up.
Never do me a favor and never try to play a wizard. You have so many more spells.
Oh no, I'm playing the wizard in my other campaign, and I am
loving it. One of my favorite classes.
That's true.
So much. I've never actually played a wizard before. So I'm actually very excited to play. Alright, reflex saves.
Yes, going left to right here. Left to right, top to bottom. So the first Garlet Tribe Bruiser that's in the back got a 38 total.
That is a success.
Okay. Next one gets a 25.
Fail.
Scarlet Tribe Thug, this is the one that it critically fails, so he has a very, very low reflex save and frightened, because he's frightened 3. 27.
Fail.
And the last one, this guy actually is only frightened 1 now, so let's see if it helps him. 21. No, it did not help him.
Fail.
Okay.
Wow. All
right, so 23 damage.
23 damage to everybody.
The success is 12.
11? Oh, okay. Yeah.
11, yeah.
11, okay. And then 23 to everybody else.
Big damage.
Yeah.
And with my last action, you know what? Second level spells are, I got plenty of them. I'll do a one action blazing bolt on the frightened one in front of Benson.
Okay. All right. Is it just the attack roll? Or
it is
the
attack roll. Okay. Attack roll.
Are you going to use your Shadow Signet Ring for this or not?
Yeah, I bet reflexes is worse, isn't it?
And they're frightened.
All right. One. Yes. Yep. It'll be against his reflex DC.
All right.
And I roll pretty well. That'll be 37.
37. That is a critical hit.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Just dropping bombs.
All right. 20 more damage.
Wow.
Right.
One action, 20 damage.
One action, 20 damage.
Yep. It's just a little second level spell.
So here's what happens too. When that fireball goes off, the curtain that was in the back of the room ignites and just.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that thing.
Yep. it comes to the yeah. So there's char everywhere. Any clothes that these guys had around are just gone.
Right.
Do we get to see then?
You will get to see. Let me change that. I'll tell you right now, it is not that impressive from the angle that you're at. So. But I will...
immediately there's a bend. Yeah. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There you go.
I'm impressed.
But you can see what the last Curly Triad thug does. You hear him go, "I've got the fuck out of here." And you hear him gather up the coins that are on the table and run.
Alright. Oh, well, we gotta stop him.
Oh, right, because he's fleeing.
He's fleeing.
Right.
He's jogging your shit.
I'll tell you, there was another condition for that written in the book. And I'm like, he's already fleeing. They already triggered the condition.
That's hilarious.
So he grabs all the coins, one action. Yeah. Goes running. 5, 10, 15, 20, 25...
Oh, shit, he might be...
Oh, I love it.
He went into the room that the curtain just revealed.
Awesome.
Yeah.
And he immediately goes, "We're under attack! We're under attack!"
Oh, God.
Shit.
And you hear a cacophony of voices in the other room.
Well, as long as we stay here, we can kill all the medium enemies first.
That's true. What we need to do is we need to get them all in this room. Kelly launches chain lightning, and then they all die. This is kind of the best case scenario.
Next, it comes to the Scarlet Triad Bruiser. So this is the one that is no longer frightened, but he is going. He's right there in front, but he's got to take a step up. So I think what he'll do is he will. He'll take a step up, and he will attack Benson.
Makes sense.
With the pummeling flurry. So it's going to be great club first. 41 to hit.
Yeah, hit.
Okay. Damage from that is going to be 18 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ow.
Now he's going to make the athletics check to try to knock you down. 32.
What is it, that again?
I don't know why I cannot remember this. Let me see. Let's... attempts to trip the creature. Attempt to athletics check against the target's reflex DC. So whatever your reflex DC is.
Oh.
So 32 against your reflex DC.
It's not crit, I know that, but...
Yeah,
probably a success. What is it? Reflex, or is it
your reflex? Roll plus 10.
Yeah,
yeah.
So
it should be 20 something.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. It's not great, no.
Okay. All right. Then you were knocked down, and then he will do the kick.
Boom. Oh, right.
You know, the kick that does more damage than his hammer or his freaking
only
club.
When they're on the ground.
I know, but still. It always gets me. I'm like, what the hell?
I know.
He took all the stuffing out of his Ugg boots and filled it with lead.
He's got the tips on!
he clearly must have boots of, like, red caps or something, because, like... Alright, 28 total against your now off-guard AC, which I believe is still
going to be a miss, okay. Yeah.
Alright, that is all he can do, because he one action move... One action pummeling flurry, and then he spent that one action to knock you down. Okay. That is his turn. Grimshaw.
Alright, Grimshaw totally spaced out, probably because of the plastic fumes, and didn't use Liberating Step to reduce damage.
You need to explain the plastic fumes, because nobody at home knows what happened.
I started the dishwasher, and there was some, plastic piece that, dangled onto the heating element of the dishwasher, and just kind of released a bunch of fumes. Got an air purifier, opened some windows, mm-hmm. So we're going to be all right, but, the kind of stuff that, burns your eyes when you come in contact with it.
Oh, wow.
Not fun.
The stuff you want to be around.
That's cool. Like, yeah.
So, I don't know if you'll let me retcon a Liberating Step, but if there's ever a time.
No, you don't need a Liberating Step, though.
Also, where's he going to Liberating Step to?
No, it's just for the damage reduction.
Okay,
I don't save it.
There's no saving, because it's maybe our next turn I get the reaction again.
Oh. Okay.
All right, thanks, Jake. Appreciate you, bro.
So whatever. Step anywhere.
So you just take 13 damage off whatever you got for the first hit.
Okay, so just give yourself back 13 HP. Anyway, it's your turn.
Thank you. I'm still frightened, particularly by the one who is right in front of me, but I'm going to muster up some courage, and I'm going to strike out, even if my swing is a little less passionate than it usually is. But you know, that doesn't matter today, because that is a 37 on the die.
37 on the die is impressive.
Is it a hit?
No, you said 37 on the die.
Oh, sorry.
He's rolling those D100s. Fumes.
The D40.
The fumes.
It's 17 on the die plus my attack bonus, which is 20 right now.
Whenever I attack, I roll 2d20s and add them together.
Tim's just speed running the microplastics right now.
Y'all are doing it the slow way with your natural environment and swimming in oceans and drinking plastic water.
Yeah, I don't shoot like a real scumbag 2d20s and just take the better. I take 2d20s and I add them.
Add them
together, yeah. That's what I've been doing this whole time.
So 37 to
hit.
Yes,
that hit, yeah.
All right, so that is 14, 20 points of piercing damage.
All right.
And then my next action, I need to focus on longevity and health, so I am going to issue a prayer to Milani to hurt this bruiser. Like, Milani, this guy's really scary. Please hurt him.
Hurt this bad man.
Hurt the bad man. And Milani, let's see. I think that's a 19 against your 19. No. Man, it's really getting 29 against your will DC.
Yeah. You need
take a couple deep breaths.
He's like, is like feet away from me, so I'm getting the most fresh air here, but it's not doing any good. 29 against your will DC.
That is not a success. So you
do not
pray hard enough.
Yeah, well, and then I lose my frightened condition. Oh, last action, I'm going to raise shield, and I lose frightened condition. I'm feeling good.
You feeling all right? Mm-hmm. Oh, good.
Well, Grimshaw's.
Yes. Okay. Not Tim, but Grimshaw.
Tim's brain is malfunctioning slightly. See, he's... Elkwood, he's just going to concentrate on the guy that... I mean, he's still sitting in the chair, so... I mean,
yes. He has not gotten up yet.
Yeah,
he's
so...
unable to.
Yeah, so he's just going to keep the attack up. That is a 31 hit.
31, that is not a hit.
Damn.
Yep.
Alright.
These guys are empty.
Wait. 31. Oh, shit. Add a plus 2 to that, so 33.
Oh, then.
Yeah, well, 2
then
actions.
It is a hit.
Yeah, sorry. No, 2 actions, because still so that.
See, we're just discovering the AC on trial and error.
Yes.
I was about to say, it's like the meme, it's like... 31.
It's like
32.
Okay, so that's the thing. Like, it doesn't have an option in the roller to do that.
Oh,
for me.
So
I have to add it manually, and I was just like, that doesn't seem right. Oh yeah, there it is.
Maybe
so.
A box of plastic fumes in your house too. Maybe.
No, that was at work when I was painting with latex paint in a closed area.
Oh god.
So, the brain damage.
All right, well, so, it is a hit.
Okay, so just regular damage, 23 points of damage.
Okay.
And last action, he's going to give Warden's... shit, that wouldn't work because he's all the way over there.
Who's he going to give Warden shit to?
Yeah, I'm trying to think of Warden shit. Well, it's the thing, like, because the guy can't even get close to you, so you can't even hit him.
Yeah. Yep.
Shit, he will just... I don't know what to do with my last action. Because I can't... Could I just give aid?
Yeah,
to,
of course.
Like, just a random things. He's gonna give aid to Benson.
Okay.
To, like, when... Kind of, like, attacking the guy in front of him.
Yeah.
I'm assuming the bruiser.
Okay, right? So do you just want to give some moral support to Benson?
Yeah, either moral support or more of the fact that, like, he's just, like, aiming at the other guy. He's just, like, relaying kind of distraction. I will say, like, it's kind of like a distraction to see these arrows flying past him.
Yeah, yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, so when it comes to his turn, we'll do the okay, reaction.
Gotcha.
How that's supposed to go. Well, it is Benson's turn. So,
alrighty. Well, I've got a little rat guy right in front of me. What do you think? I should go for the thug or the bruiser?
I think that the thug has taken a lot of damage.
Yeah, the thug, it might be good to actually take care of the thug.
Well, first I have to stand up.
Oh.
Right.
I'll take your attack of opportunity.
Yeah, there it is.
Didn't know you were going to be an asshole about it, Jake. Okay.
I'm not, he is. 39 to hit.
Jeez. That'll hit.
Alright. There's 22 points of bludgeoning damage.
Alright.
Liberating stuff.
Wait. Do you have your thing back already?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did.
So, but minus 13 from that?
He doesn't get knocked down again, right?
No, only with his pummeling thing.
It would be the monster attempts to trip the creature. The attempt now there applies. So it just allows him to do that, but he has to spend an action, which he can only do on his turn.
Oh, okay, so, God, I was about to say that'd be broken as shit if you're just like nope.
The only thing is that I trip. It allows me to trip with the knockdown, but you can only spend actions on your turn, so he doesn't get that on his attack of opportunity.
Right.
Yep.
And I'm going to swing at this thug.
Okay, I think the thug is no longer frightened now.
I don't think that matters.
No, okay.
Because your boy just rolled a natural 20.
God dang.
There you go. Don't need 8 at all.
I think he's frightened for one round. Because his turn
is round 2, yeah.
Benson give me a card. Gets a card.
So be decapitated.
Has it been you getting normal damages a lot, or has it been Jake?
I've been getting normal damage a lot.
You've been getting a lot of normal damage. Let's see. Momentum. You gain a +2 circumstance bonus to all attack rolls until the end of your next turn. Damn. Which is awesome.
Yeah, that is awesome.
That's not like heroism, basically.
It's like a heightened heroism.
Yeah, really. Mm-hmm.
+2 for the rest of this turn and your whole next turn.
And that's no extra damage?
It's double damage, yeah.
Double damage.
It's
okay.
Double damage.
Still double damage.
Okay. I just rolled 2d8. And I rolled 2 8s.
Ooh.
Oh!
Max, baby.
Oh my gosh.
So, third damage. Yeah. Tim, 16, 16.
32?
32.
Wait, no. No, that's 24. I forgot to add my bonus.
Right.
48 points of damage.
Shoot.
Oh my gosh. 48?
What?
Fuck yes.
Yeah, because 16.
I rolled 2d8s, and I rolled. And
so 16 plus 6 is 22. So 22 times 2 is 44.
God dang. Okay.
Well, you have a +6 to your strike,
plus
right?
+8.
You have a +8?
Yeah.
Oh, dang.
2d8 wow. Okay.
Yeah,
plus 8.
It is 48.
Wait, no, hold on. Let me double check. I might be fucking that up. Oh, when you have too many tabs open. Yeah, it is +6. It is +6. Okay. Sorry about that. All
right. So total of 44.
44. Okay. All right.
He's still up?
Yes, he's still up.
Alright, well, I guess I'll take my other swing with +2.
Yeah.
More or less, sorry, he's like, God damn it, I need to chase the other guy down because he stole all the money, but, you know.
That's an incredible crit.
Hmm.
26.
26. That is a hit because he is still frightened.
Yes.
Wow.
Just kill him.
14 points of slashing damage.
Okay, he's still up.
Dang, these guys are bulky. Pretty good turn for Benson there. Not good.
Yeah,
I would say so.
All right. Last is the Scarlet Triad Bruiser's turn. This is the one that is in the back that just pulled himself off of the chair. He still can't get in though, which is the main problem here.
He can go chase after the guy who stole the money.
No. It's really simple. Oh. He goes, he kills the thug, takes his spot, then he can hit us.
Yeah.
It's a really good point.
Because he could have put more damage than the thug could, you know?
Here's the thing. They're trying to get onto the Better Business Bureau, so, abuse against employees, not really, you know.
I mean, I think the whole, slavery thing.
Stop. The slavers are able to get unionized and we can't?
What does Glassdoor have to say about this?
What does Glassdoor to say about the Scarlet Triad?
Great place to work until my colleagues started to try to kill me.
I think I'm just going to hold the turn because he can't actually do anything here. Mm-hmm. So I will hold. So it is the thug's turn. He is going to try and do the same thing against you, Benson.
Mm-hmm.
Where he is going to try and trip you.
Mm.
Flail out to trip. Natural one.
Yay! This guy's nothing standing up to Benson, man.
Nothing but be funny.
So because that was technically an attack, do they get all a trick card or no?
I would say so, yeah. That's what I thought.
Yay! All
right, Kelly.
Yeah.
Bumbo!
Woo!
Because he uses his weapon to trip, yeah. It's mm-hmm. like, yeah.
You attack nearest ally at full range?
You pull a muscle. Until healed, you're enfeebled to...
For the rest of his life, he's enfeebled to.
Yeah, that is... It's not gonna be too long here. Enfeebled.
Well, at least they're not frightened anymore, right?
That is true. Let me take off frightened. Doesn't change the natural one somehow.
He loses the frightened after his turn. So,
yeah, right. That's true.
I was just assuming that they just gave up and
yeah. You know. I guess I'll just. We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens when he swings again. Maybe going for the natural 20? No. Alright, great turn. Good job, bud. Kezra, your turn.
I hope you feel bad.
Kezra looks at the thug who just pulled his shoulder out of his socket. And
my fucking back!
He's like, you're not gonna make it out of here alive. These knights are going to run you through as he tries to demoralize him.
Okay.
This guy was losing at poker. He's just having an awful day.
That's going to be 34.
That is a success. So he's frightened one again?
Yep. As an electric arc comes out at him and the other one standing next to him. The bruiser standing next to him.
So reflex saves. I'll tell you how bad his reflex save is right now. It's pretty bad. 22?
Fail.
Okay. And then the other guy, who is doing just fine. 24. Not too fine.
Another fail. They'll both take 19 damage.
All right. The thug dies.
Yay!
Nice.
And then the other guy, you said 19 points of damage?
19.
Okay. All right. After he dies, the Scarlet Triad Bruiser will take his turn.
Mm-hmm.
So, kicks the body out of the way.
Yeah, literally, just fucking move. and then he will step up, and he will do his pummeling flurry on you, Benson. Great club. 37 to hit.
Yeah, kind of hit.
28 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ouch.
Athletics check to knock you down. 37.
Mm-hmm. I'll do it.
Damn.
And then the kick. Miss on the kick.
Nice.
Which is good for you. You are knocked down, and he's now in his spot for initiative. Oh, no, he goes by Kezra now, actually. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And yeah, that's all he was able to do. Scarlet Triad Thug, he's in initiative, but you don't know what's happening with him, so
right.
You can just hear more shouting in the room next. Okay. Top of the round, Scarlet Triad Bruiser. How long does that thug flee for, actually? That's a good question.
One round.
Oh, okay. All right. Oh, so he fled
for one round, and then his frightened condition went down to frightened two.
But okay. He's got all the money from the poker game, so
yeah.
He might as well just keep rolling.
So he is going to, you'd hear more shouting. All right, Scarlet Giant Bruiser. So this is the one that's directly in front of Grimshaw and Benson on the right here. So he is going to go after you, Grimshaw, since you are you still frightened. Is that true?
No, my frightened went away. I was just frightened too. So
Okay.
Many rounds.
Then he will go for Benson, who's on the ground.
I mean, I look scared.
Yeah, but he likes his targets on the ground. He likes them squirming around like a worm. 41 to hit you.
Yep, that'll hit me.
Okay. You're off guard. Does that make it a crit?
No, it's just not a crit.
Okay, got it.
Just.
25 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ow.
And then he will do two more kicks. 38 to hit.
That'll hit.
Okay. With the Bat of the Fallen, 27 points of bludgeoning damage.
Ow.
Another kick. 31.
Minus 2, right?
Yeah, for off guard, yeah.
Still a miss.
Incredible.
Last the shield.
Really. Last attack, then. Because that. Another kick. Okay, so he can do another one of these with a miss. Grimshaw, your turn.
Alright, Grimshaw, anticipating that this is just the start of this battle, is going to do a lay on hands to my boy Benson, so you get to heal 36 hit points, and you have a plus 2 status bonus to your AC.
Thank you, brother.
Very nice.
So your AC is back to normal.
Yep. At this point. Yeah. And when you stand up, you are going to be looking real good. And then next action.
Good as I always look.
Next action, I'm feeling at my full strength, no longer frightened, striking out with the Morning Star of Milani at the bruiser that is right in front of me. I'm not afraid of you. Dice box in the dice box. I'm not afraid of you, but I don't hit very well. 28.
It's a miss.
And I raise my shield again. Just gotta keep the wall up.
Okay.
Can't get crit.
Okay. Elkwood.
He's gonna keep focusing on this guy, and now that Benson's within range, so he's gonna take a 2-action shot. To fire at this dude. There it is. Boop. That is a 40 to hit.
Okay. That is it's a hit.
Okay. That's some damage. Oh god, 29 points of damage.
Okay.
And he is going to use his last action as he hits this guy and he goes, Benson, strike there! And right where like the arrow is probably like sticking out of him. Like he wants Benson to smack him. Because now you have Warden Spoon, so if you hit him, you get an extra 2d8.
There we are.
Let's go.
Okay. And Benson, it is your turn.
I'm just going to swing. Just a little stuff. But to swing, I'm going to swing at the one that obviously Elkwood told me to.
First, you got to stand up.
Yes, I will stand up. Go ahead. Make your rolls.
Two attacks of opportunity.
Thanks, buddy.
So, one on the left first. 40 to hit.
Yep, my hit.
Rolling really well this time.
I was about to say, Jake's rolling well.
Feeling good. 26 points of bludgeoning damage.
Awesome.
Liberating step. So, only 13 points of damage.
And the other one will swing for a 35.
That's a hit.
Right. Whoa, okay.
I was gonna
say, have your shield reaction and you have the plus 2 to the AC because of lay on hands. Are you sure that's
still
a hit?
Do I still take negative 2 for being prone?
No, because your AC, when you stand up,
Your AC gets back to full.
No, I was going to say, I think that that is a miss because of that layer. Yeah. Yeah.
Your AC.
Heck yeah.
My AC right now? 36.
I was going to say, yeah. 36 with all the bonuses, yeah.
Absolutely stupid.
Yes.
So great. Continue your turn.
I'm still getting the shit kicked out of me.
Okay. You stood up.
Swing for the wounded gentleman.
Mm-hmm.
The poor slaver sap. Plus 22. Because I still have the thing till the end of my turn.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's right. You get plus two that too. Yep. Shit.
Yeah, this is the turn to swing. All three.
36.
36. That's a hit.
Ooh. And you said I do two extra d8s.
Yep.
So whoa.
You'll be rolling 48s at this point.
Oh my gosh.
28 points of damage.
Ooh. Hell yeah.
And last swing.
You only get it once though. So.
I only, well, your thing. I'm just rolling.
Yeah. Well, I'm just letting you know.
Yeah.
That's probably gonna miss.
Still got the plus two.
I was going to say, still the plus two, so.
30 flat.
30 flat does not do it.
Yeah. That was an 8 on the die, too.
yeah, I know.
That wasn't the one that was intimidated, was it? Didn't Kelly intimidate one of them?
I demoralized the guy that died.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Yeah, that's why his corpse is still frightened, because I didn't take it off.
He's still frightened.
My corpse is really frightened.
his face, his, like, face that he's dead. Yeah.
Scared stiff in that one was.
Alright. After Benson, Kezra Devrajan.
Alright. Kezra will eyes spark blue as he casts Sure Strike, and he will cast an Ignition on the nearest bruiser.
I love the term Ignition now. Mm-hmm. That's such a good name for it.
Baby, first roll was a 19, so I can only get a 20. It was a 2. It's a 19 on the die.
Wow. 19 on the die.
Four. A 38.
38 is a hit.
Yes.
Which one is this going against?
The nearest bruiser.
The closest
the
one. Okay.
The one in front of Grimshaw.
Yep.
Another 19 damage.
19.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah. Ooh.
A lot of heavy hits coming out. This encounter here. Alright, and that was all your actions. Comes to the Scarlet Tribe Bruiser's turn. This is the one that's been hit quite a bit. Feeling pretty bad about it. His whole situation. He's feeling bad physically, but he's feeling pretty good about being evil. So he's going to keep going for you, Benson.
You know, there's another target in the fucking room.
not that he can reach at this exact.
Oh, true. He can't reach.
Yeah,
him.
he can't reach. 28 to hit.
Miss.
Okay. And then with the fumbling flurry, that is, he gets a kick automatically. 35 to hit.
I don't hit.
Is that...
No, you got the plus two to the AC, remember?
It doesn't end.
It ends on my turn.
Yeah. Then, yeah, that's still a miss.
Still a miss. Okay. And then he will... I think he'll just do... The kicks are agile. But, yeah, I mean, yeah, this is his best chance to hit here. So, two more kicks. Going right for your nuts. Right for your nuts. Oh, no, miss. Okay.
Milani's magical hand blocked his nuts.
Or Benson just, like, put his shield down. He's like, what are you doing? And he kicks the shield 4 times. Like, dude.
Dun, dun, dun.
All right.
It's like when the bee in from the bee movie is trying to fly out of the window. This time.
Scarlet Triad Thug. What's he? Now he's just frightened. One.
I like to think he's just joined another poker game in the other room.
Yeah. No, nothing's going on. I'm hot.
He's like, I got all this money. I need to bet it.
Guys,
and he's probably thinking to himself, like, they're going to come in this room and kill everyone else, and I'll run away with all this gold.
With all the money.
Everybody knows the sage advice when you come to a lot of money is put it all on black.
Why is that a thing? There's not more black tiles, like, on...
It's scientifically proven.
It's just a 50-50 chance, but what?
What do you mean scientifically? Because
it's scientifically proven that if you put on black after you win a huge pot, you're going to get the bag.
But that's not what statistic... Whatever. Anyway.
Jake, do you really expect casinos to be fair? Let's be honest.
Look, no, the issue is that I know statistics, and that's why I don't gamble. So,
well, Jake, I don't know statistics, and that's why I'm poor.
And I'm poor, too. What's the matter?
Yeah, that's really fucked. Like, I get it, but you, that's fucked up.
Scarlet Triad Bruiser, top of round four. Scarlet Triad Bruiser, this is the one that he's feeling healthier. I'll say that. Feeling healthier than his buddy. Swinging on you, Benson?
Of course, why not? Jesus Christ.
It's been...
Why would I want to get my reaction thing in?
They got you in a nice tight little corner, and therefore Grimshaw can't use his reaction, so it's very nice, but it doesn't matter because that is a natural one.
Thank goodness. See, this is what happens when you spam B the entire time.
Yeah.
Benson's scolding these people. Like, come on. Get everybody involved.
Ooh, you take a bad fall. You fall prone and are slowed one until the end of your next turn.
Oh, jeez.
The second this guy's falling over, Benson's like, how's it feel, motherfucker?
I guess he'll spend next action to stand up and then third action to swing again.
Just look at the other guy. You're like, want to kick him? He's on the ground.
Last swing.
God forbid you crease your J's on the other slaver.
He can't knock you down, but that is still a 39 to hit.
That'll go.
Man, even with the attack penalties, that's wild.
Even with the
I'd
map,
like to point out this entire encounter, I'm the only one that's been attacked.
Yeah, literally.
They saw Grimshaw and were like,
oh. How you doing there, Ben?
Surprisingly well.
You're 23 points of bludgeoning damage.
All right, well, I no longer have 3 digits in my health bar.
No.
That's right. Oh, boy. Your HP is so fucking bulky.
All right, that was Bruce's turn. Grimshaw.
Lay on hands.
I now have 3 digits in my health bar.
Get that, I want you to keep that +2. That's the real reason. Got to keep that AC up. Because clearly they're only attacking me.
I have a question, actually. Is that a manipulate action?
No, man, that's the thing about Lay on Hands, is it does not have the... It totally has the manipulate action.
Attack of opportunity.
Dang it.
43 to hit.
Yeah, that hits.
Okay, Retributive Strike.
Hold on. When does Raise the Shield... Does it last until the end of your turn?
And it you lasts until the start of your turn.
Yeah.
That's a crit.
Okay. Alrighty.
Dang.
60 points of bludgeoning damage.
Oh. Retributive Strike.
Wait, doesn't it interrupt my action?
Yeah. It would.
Because it's a crit. Yeah. Alright. So let's do John's Retributive Strike.
Yeah, yeah.
You did not get the healing because it got interrupted.
Yeah, correct. That's fine.
So just keep that in mind.
Alright.
But Retributive Strike for John.
And you get a swing too.
Yup.
I just imagine Grimshaw's hand reaching out, and it just gets crushed by this club.
Oh.
Just
34 for Benson.
Hit from Benson.
16.
Miss from... What's that, John?
16 points of damage.
All right.
And then 28.
28, that's your attack. It's a miss, yeah.
Okay.
Oof.
And then second action, I am going to... Man, I need a... in the future, I'm going to raise shield first, I guess. Because, man, that's lame.
Fun fact, I still think I've taken more damage than you in this fight.
Yeah, no, you totally have. Second action, I'm going to...
Losing that action is so rough.
It is, because like the focus points burned and everything. I am going to use my last focus point to delay on hands and you, Benson. I got to keep you up.
Okay.
And then I'm going to spend my last action to raise shield. Ugh. Man, I
I always think like, oh yeah, just raise shield at the end, but you never think to raise it at the beginning.
Or you get the feats I have and never have to worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe it builds your character better. alright. Is that the end of your turn?
Yeah. Okay.
I'll say I would have loved that chrono worm shit though.
Yeah. Elkwood, it is your turn.
Okay, he's just gonna keep doing the old fashioned here, so he's going to two action, go for the guy he has on his prey on.
Yep.
Steve's done two action there, and that's going to be a 35 to hit.
35 is a hit.
Beautiful. Damage. Let's go. Oh, some solid damage on that one. 30.
Oh my god, okay, yeah, that was a heavy hit.
I said the extra 48, it's really good. Yeah. And he's going to give Benson Warden's Boon again.
Thanks, yes. Buddy.
Just keep hitting.
Sorry, I'm bleeding from my ass.
You're looking good. You're looking good as ever.
Ignore the ass bleeding, you're fine.
just say it's their blood.
You should have seen the other guy.
Missing teeth.
Yep.
Alright, Benson, it is your turn.
Alright, we're going to swing for the fences at the more damaged way. So this gives me a 2d8 again?
Mm-hmm.
Alrighty. Going to
You don't have the plus 2 anymore, though.
No, plus 2, that's fine.
Yep. Back to normal on that.
I just rolled a 19 on the die, though.
Yeah. Alright.
So 39.
39.
No, that can't be right. You have a plus 21 to hit, don't you?
Plus 20.
No, you for sure have a plus 21 to hit. We've been through this again. You have a plus 2 weapon now.
Hold on, let me pull it up through my fucking tabs.
And are you level 11?
I'm level 11. He's
level 11, okay. Yeah.
I'm about to say, we have the same strength bonus, we have the same proficiency. Your two hits should be a plus 21.
Is it just not in Foundry? Because my character sheet's in Foundry. Does it not have a...
Oh, you know what? Your Bastard Sword is not plus 2 striking, so that is why.
20. It should be, though, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it should be. Yeah. Okay, so...
Plus in which 2? Case,
yeah. Yeah, so yeah, it should be a plus 2 striking. We could fix that off-air, but that would bring it... if you had a plus 1 to your hit, what would that be?
40.
40, okay, so...
Still not a crit.
Still not a crit, but... question, what's your minimum damage?
Minimum damage was, like... 8, yeah.
I think.
He had exactly hit 8 hit points left, so beautiful. Please describe your kill on this last guy, or on this guy.
As shit's just going crazy, clubs are swinging, people are falling down, get back up, Grimshaw just got clocked. All this craziness, Benson's just standing there, stalwart, he just took a bunch of hits on the shield real good. All of a sudden, that arrow swings by him, hits him, and Elkwood's like screams, and he sees right where the arrow hit. And he just continues, follows through, and what started out as an arrow hole in his neck, he just takes the head off.
Beautiful. All right. That guy is dead.
Yes.
So it leaves the last bruiser within reach of Benson and Grimshaw. It is still your turn, Benson?
Oh, yes. Yeah. Here's the question. Do we move to flank?
Because it's not like he can get past you, Grimshaw.
I don't know if you could move.
Oh,
past him?
Why not?
Yeah, because you'd be moving in between a wall and him.
Which, yeah.
So,
yeah,
right. you know what? Making a acrobatic check.
Well, is it going to take an action?
Yes,
then I'm not going to do that.
Also, as he said, take an acrobatics check.
Take an acrobatics
check. Right. Yeah. Nah.
All right. Last swing, I suppose.
Okay.
Oh, that's a miss. 6 on the die.
Okay. All right. Kezra, your turn.
All right, I'm sad. I forgot to cast Ignition against his reflex DC last time. But that's what I will do right now. I will attempt to demoralize check. Be like, you're going down with your other two. I told you these knights, they're going to run you through. Kill all your friends. Fail. So, just an ignition against reflex DC.
Okay.
balls.
28.
As a miss.
Man, good reflexes.
Dang. I mean, it's two bad rolls.
So, yep. Bad rolls. Okay. Next it comes to the Scarlet Trias thug in the other room, who's no longer frightened now.
Woohoo! Yay!
He's moving up in the world. Look at this guy. It finally comes to top of round five, the Scarlet Triad Bruiser, the last one in the room. He looks at his two dead friends to his side, and he's like, fucking weaklings. Damn it. And he goes running into the other room as well, and I will see you guys next time.
Hey. Come back, you coward! Come back!
Come back, you slave or coward!
It's just gonna be like endless fights. I know it.
Oh, there he goes.
They just hear the sound of the plane.
Hello everyone, Mark here as the voice of Elgood Grimm, to remind you to follow us all on our socials to stay up to date with the DPS content and Pathfinder related news. If you want more DPS content in your life, be sure to check out our Twitch and YouTube channels, as well as our Discord and subreddit for episode discussions, conversations about gaming, and hey, if you like memes, we got the memes. And hey, if you need some last minute gifts for the holiday, why don't you just stop by our merch store at DragonPunchSquadMerch.com. See you on the next episode.